and nothing happened. No footsteps upstairs. He waited on the threshold. Then one of the girls, he didn't know which, appeared in the garden door and came toward him. A slim girl of lightly less than medium height, and in her early 20s, brown and gold hair and regular features, level-eyed, rather wide eyes, and barefooted. She was unmistakably English. She stopped some 20 feet away by the bottom of the stairs. "David Williams?" He made an apologetic gesture. She did not offer to shake hands. "Sorry to steal in like this. Your gate out there's locked." She shook her head. "Just pull on it, the padlock. I'm sorry." She did not seem it, and at a loss, she said, "Henry is asleep." "Well, then don't wake him, for God's sake."